two of the otter crew lifted the instrument from the hare. Skipper grabbed him and pulled him upright.
Tell me, how long have you been in these woods? Have you seen anything of a grown otter and a newborn otter babe? Or did she cross the path of any vermin lurking whereabouts? Speak up!
The hare blinked and flopped his long ears to either side.
Bit of a tall order, old lad, but here goes, what? I'm merely a wayfaring traveller passing through, you might say. As for otters, big or small, haven't spotted any, aside from your good self. Not a sign of vermin either, lurking or disporting their scummy hides to my view. Sorry I can't help you, sir.
Skipper eyed the odd creature up and down.
I think you'd best tell us your name, matey, and what you're doing round here.
Before he could stop him, the hare had seized Skipper's paw and was shaking it heartily.
Matey? Do I detect a nautical twang, sir? Well, me name ain't matey. Boorab the Fool at your service, bound to take up an exalted position as master of music, occasional entertainer-composer, melodic tutor, and instructor in all things lyrical. Without payment, of course. My services are rendered purely out of the kindness of my heart, you know. The only remuneration I require is victuals. Food, sir. Grub, tucker, scoff, call it what you will, as long as they're not stingy with the portions, eh? What? By the by, do any of you chaps know the way to an establishment known as Redwall Abbey?
Skipper broke the furious paw-shaking grip of Boorab.
You're going to Redwall Abbey?
He turned to Brother Hoban, who had volunteered for the search.
Do you know anything about this, brother?
Hoban, being recorder, had his paw on all Abbey business. He shook his head in bewilderment.
First I've heard of it. Tell me, Mr. Boorab, who appointed you?
Boorab waggled his ears nonchalantly.
No beast, really. One hears these things, you know. Did you treat a goose with a bashed-up wing pinion last summer, perchance?
Hoban recalled the incident.
We did. He spent quite a bit of time with us until Sister Alkenet got him flying again. Why do you want to know?
Boorab relieved Drog Spareback of a candied chestnut he had taken from his apron pocket and chewed on it reflectively.
That was the very chap. Big white feathery cove. Honked a lot. It was him who told me that your jolly old abbey hasn't got a hare or a music master in residence there. So I thought I'd nip down and fill the post, what? Hope no other bally hare's beaten me to the blinking job. Got to keep the old eye out for cads and rotters and job pinchers these days, you know what?
Drog drew Skipper to one side.
I think we'd best take him to the Abbey,
he murmured.
Craigor will decide what to do with him. What do you say, Skip?
The brawny otter smiled as he shot a glance at the quaint beast.
Hares are good mates, except when you're sitting next to one at dinner. I think we'll have to take Boorab back with us, Drog. Supposing he fell over again, with that thing lying atop of him, the poor creature might never get up. I couldn't have that on me mind and sleep easy. Makes you feel responsible for him, don't he?